Welcome to the Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast, a space for people with open hearts and minds who are on a journey of expanding consciousness. My name is Marta, and I will be sharing with you my conscious healing journey. Additionally, with my best friend Anna, we'll be exploring the great conscious transformation happening in the world. Join us on an adventure of learning the new ways of being and building bridges across the many concepts that truly need connection as we are building a better world for all beings. And let's learn together how to embrace our humanity with all of its ups and downs so that we can have as good life as possible. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast. My name is Marta, and I have not done it for a few times. Yeah, the last released podcast, as I have checked right now, came on the 16th of November, and it's 9th of March. So a pretty big break, to be honest. And I did try to record a podcast in December. I not only once, and Anna and I, we recorded something together, and it just like completely failed. I think the amount of technical difficulties, times when we try to record the podcasts, and also the different kind of life turbulences that have happened made it a kind of like, you know, okay, it's too difficult. Not much fun. It was not much fun. So we both gave ourselves and each other a break in recording podcasts. And suddenly, the last few days, I started to get more and more frequent nudges and niggles to start doing it again, to start recording the podcasts again. And I have looked myself honestly, in the mirror, but I haven't actually used a physical mirror, more of a spiritual one. I have looked at how I feel disappointed with whole spirituality, with the healing journey, and with everything that has been going on, and how senseless and meaningless it is to share my conscious healing journey. And I was just sitting in a third week of physical pain with my fibromyalgia symptoms fully back on, and some emotional pain that I have worked with in several different ways for the last few weeks with help of amazing healers, physical, emotional, spiritual, you name it, and just feeling so much pain. I was like, why would anyone in their right mind want to listen to that? And what do I actually have to offer? What do I actually have to offer? And I came to the conclusion that what I do have to offer is hope and faith. Because my friends, this is what I am coming with to you today. I'm coming to you today to tell you that if you are really, really quiet and you work through all the noise and all the things that are going on in the life, in the media, in politics, in our societies, in the climate change, in, you know, like you name it, wars and stuff, if you manage to stop for a little while and calm your nervous system down and take perhaps not only 10, but maybe 100 deep breaths. Sometimes 5 is enough, but sometimes, you know, you really, really have to take many to actually calm your nervous system down. The absolute truth is that there is another wave, constant, subtle wave of energy, of transformation that is happening. It's so there. It's so close. It's so grounded. And it's so subtle that it really takes something to feel into that part when the other part is so noisy and painful and it's almost screaming at us. You know, it's like the things that are happening in the political stage and just one of the newest, the whole act between Zelensky and Trump, and you just stop for a moment and you look at it. It almost looks like a theater. It's almost like someone is making fun of us. It's so incredible, ridiculous, impossible. It's almost like someone is playing us, you know. It's almost like a theater. Yeah, I don't know. It's such a weird energy, the whole thing around the elections. And yet, you know, yet so true in so many aspects, what's going on. For example, when you take under consideration like people dying in wars, right? So it's just so baffling and so weird. And you can get sucked into it. You can like really, really seriously, you know, get overwhelmed, depressed, angry. You know, you can get completely sucked into that part. Or you can choose your free will choice and without ignoring that which is playing out there, which could be closer or more far away from you, just listen, you know, stop for a moment, disconnect from the noise for a moment, calm your nervous system down, take these deep breaths, go out to nature, you know, take a walk, like seriously hug a tree, put your feet on the soil, you know, like open your feet, open your energy, go into the ocean, you know, stay there, connect with the power of the water, cleanse whatever it is that you need, and then sit down on the earth and listen. That at the same time, there is a very, very soft and really powerful, really, really loving, deeply transformational energy at the same time, and that it is already happening. It is already there. There is this wonderful organization, Pachamama Alliance, that has this absolutely wonderful course called Game Changer, which is starting again in April, so you may want to check it out, where they speak about it and they tell you that you would have to spend weeks and weeks if you just wanted to read the names of all the initiatives and organizations and groups and humans working together to contribute really, really positively. The grounded optimism in what is also happening on planet Earth. And you know, this, like, I feel it, these two realities are happening at the same time. And I felt it very, very clearly when I went to the rainforest last year. And I recently spoke to a friend at work that was quite overwhelmed with all that has been happening. And I just took a moment and felt into it. And I felt this choice, these two main roads and, you know, many other roads in between. The one, the loud, the old, the very violent, aggressive, very, old way of doing things, the overproductive, the overusing the resources of humans, of animals, of plants, of the whole Mother Earth, and the new one that is living in, and sometimes it's called in this beautiful way, sacred reciprocity with Mother Earth, with the plants, with the animals, with this beautiful relationship with other humans. And they are both here and they are both part of our human experience. It's that clear choice, that moment of choice, where will I put most of my focus? Where will I put most of my energy? Will I be adding on with all the fear and worry and anger and, you know, with all of that to the, you know, to the one? And I feel it in my system on the right side of my body, the old way, or will I awaken my self-discipline? Will I create my practice, my daily connection practice, and contribute to hope, contribute to grounded optimism? Will I get myself out of, I don't know, grief, depression, apathy? Actually, I don't want to get myself out of grief. Grief might be very, very needed. The apathy, depression, the suppression that is caused, all that is sitting on our energy systems. Will I break out of it? Will I break out of that glass jar, of that self-made, mind-made prison, and contribute to, against all odds, against all odds, to the faith and hope that things are actually getting better, no matter how it looks like, that they are also getting better, and that there are also media that share all the good things that are happening in the world. And, you know, that one does not take away from the other, and that they are both happening at the same time. Which path, you know, will I choose? Where will I be contributing to? And, you know, I'm speaking it from a place of actual physical pain and emotional suffering. And I tell you, it's not a joke to get out of there. And I am calling in that strength, that fierceness, and the web. You know, this podcast is weaving web of consciousness. And I'm calling in the web of the amazing humans who are all over the world and who are, you know, who can be that kind of point of connection, that kind of point of awakening, of hope and faith, that we can serve each other, that we can help each other like, you know, move beyond the desperation, the, you know, hopelessness of those times and extremity of what is happening on the right side of the path, and, you know, build bridges together, just simply support each other, help each other out, awaken our creativity, and walk this path together. And yeah. So where am I going with it? So what I have noticed in the last few months, where I was not recording my podcasts, where my creativity felt blocked, and that felt my life force energy felt completely blocked and like really, really very, very deeply, very physically and very much in my energy system, I have noticed that creating that kind of, those kind of agreements and commitments that I have done with these wonderful humans, my own web, and it's not my own, it's actually the web of higher intelligence, it's web of divine intelligence, you know, it's universe, God, however you want to know it, that which connects us, and just like the amazing people that I know, the powerful healers, people with gifts beyond anything explicable, you know, maybe quantum physics actually explains quite a lot, but what often is called as bullshit, or, you know, the science doesn't understand, or some version of what is called science doesn't understand it. The amazing people that I know and the connections that I have, like where I am here and locally and in the country and also all over the world. We are there. We are like really, really spread around the world, and just calling that in and helping each other out. I have the last few months, and it actually did start in November, I have made some agreements with one of my friends. The agreements were for 4 months, 1 month each, doing the four agreements by Miguel Ruiz. I talked about it in a different podcast with Anna, in a different podcast episode with Anna, in the previous ones. So you are welcome to check it out. And we have also been like really committed to see, feel, sense, notice, acknowledge everything that is good and everything that works, you know, in all this hopelessness and helplessness of many like global, political, but also like individual. So many of us are going through hard times. Our children are going through extremely hard times. So sometimes also in our very, very individual, like the institutions are going through hard times. The companies, organizations that we work for, work in, are going through hard times. So, you know, in all of that, noticing and giving focus, my wonderful English, like giving energy to that what works and that what is good, just having it as a daily practice to notice that. Caring less about what others will say and how others will perceive us, and just, you know, daring to do what feels right, like really, really following the heart, following the intuition, breaking out of comfort zones, and, you know, like sorry for my language, fuck it, you know, just fuck it. Just let's do it anyway, whenever it feels right. And, you know, just taking care of well-being, like being so adamant about the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual well-being, the energy, you know, taking care of energy, taking care of the body, taking care of the mind, you know, the mind in these times can be so sucked in, so swirled with the fear and all that is happening around. And yeah, despite all odds, calling in the playfulness, the joy, and the creativity. So I've been having these commitments with one friend. With another friend, I've been having commitments of doing breath work every day or doing conscious sharing and just inviting that, you know, common commitment, walking that path of hope, of faith, but also fears, you know, waking up the strength, waking up the authentic power, waking up the wisdom. And like, you know what? It is hard. It's been hard for a while. And it has not been easy, perhaps all the way from, you know, 2020 or maybe even earlier. Yes, our resources are burning down, burning out. People are burning down, burning out. That's also fine. You know, when things are burning, it is also good. It is also good. It also creates space for the new to come. So allowing yourself to burn out, that's also like such a powerful, powerful practice. So yes, what I want to share with you today is that there is hope, that there is faith, there is a new beautiful world that is also being born, that the pain of birth, you know, if you are a mother, if you have tried to give birth, you know how extreme it can be, how big journey can be the pregnancy itself and the birth, how excruciating pain it can be. I tried to make an adjective out of it. It did not work. And what comes out of it, right? What comes out of it? It's remembering that the journey can be quite, you know, quite something, the pregnancy and the birth, and it is happening, like believing in that against all odds. It's how, you know, we always create with our imagination, we always create with our energy. So let's put our power, let's put our faith, let's put our hope into that what we want to see, into that kind of world we want to live in. And let's do it together, you know. I mean, feeling so alone, feeling like it makes no sense, feeling like not belonging, feeling so different, like whatever that is for you, it's really, really not the truth. You know, the connection is there and it's there internally, and it's also, we need each other. We need the community. We need that web of consciousness. And we really, really do need each other. So, you know, reach out, write me. I am here, and let's do it together. And what I specifically want to invite you to do together, there is this wonderful book. It's called The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity. So this book is written by Julia Cameron. It's not a new thing. It's been around for a while. Like the book that I'm holding in my hands right now is the 25th anniversary edition. So the book has been around for a while. And I had one of these absolutely amazing people visiting me this weekend, my dear, dear, wonderful friend, Sine, who on a nudge of intuition as she was leaving home, she just heard internally, you know, just bring the book. And she brought me this book. And this book is a 12 weeks program to awaken your inner artist. And to make it very clear, you know, I don't consider myself as an artist or a creative person. Like I have had to work with that a lot, like to even reframe what creativity is. It is for all of us to awaken our creative power. So it is not for artists meant, you know, you have to be a painter or a singer or an actor or anything like that. It's for absolutely every single one of us, any form of creativity, the way you cook your meals, the way you arrange your home, the way you work with your plants, the way, you know, you write, you sing, you are with people, what you do at your work, and whether you're a teacher or you work in a corporation with a very administrative work, everywhere. We need creativity everywhere. So the artist's way, a spiritual path to higher creativity, that's what I want to invite you to join us on. We are already several amazing women who are committing to do that. And, you know, whether you listen to it not, like soon after I have recorded it or weeks after or months after, it really doesn't matter. The time is not linear. You can join us anyway. Find a book, you know, it's whether it's a physical book, online book, audio book, you know, whatever is your way, find that book and join us in this commitment of awakening the higher creativity, reconnecting with this higher creativity so that we can together create the world we actually want to have, that world we want to live in, that world we want to leave to our children and the generations to come. I mean, this is so needed. It's more needed than ever. And yet this, you know, this fear and the loud one, the loud part of reality makes it so hard to take action and to co-create and to contribute, to collaborate, co-labor again, like this beautiful meaning of our language when we are labor, as also, you know, you're in labor when you're giving birth. Yeah, it's just that's my message today. And really spoken from a very low point, to be honest, like, and I'm doing it anyway. I am breathing, I am moving, and I am dedicating to this 12 weeks program. You'll find more information in the show notes of this podcast. And yeah, reach out. I am here. I am here and I am open to all the connections and collaborations, co-laboring of that we actually want here on planet Earth. Thank you so much. And until the next time, bye.